The disciple of Vaishnava's love was to become his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder of Acharya of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. So, whatever I got to see then, 30 years ago, the same principle is going on, there is no change. What I understood by a spiritual master, practically I met him in 1922, and this poetry was written in 1936. That means 14 years before writing this poetry, he met my Guru Maharaj in 1922. At that time, I was quite a young man, 25 years old only, and I was posted in a very responsible position as the office manager of Dr. Bose's laboratory, and I was found out in those days of Gandhi's movement. In 1922, I joined Gandhi's movement and I gave up my education and career because one of the Gandhi's program was to boycott the university. That's a very a long story. Many students gave up their educational career and joined this Gandhi's movement, and I was one of them. So, Dr. Bose, Kartik Chandra Bose, is a very important man at that time. He was managing director of Bengal Chemical Company. Now there is a street in the central Calcutta, Dr. Kartik Bose Street. So he was a very important man. He was our family physician, and my father is a very intimate friend. So, when I gave up my education and I was joining Gandhi's movement, at that time, Dr. Kartik Chandra Bose asked me to join him. So, with the permission of my father, I joined. So I was found out at that time is Gandhi, non-cooperation movement. And then, when I joined Dr. Bose's laboratory, of course I was dressed in khadgar. So Dr. Bose liked that dress, khadgar dress. He told me one day that out of your whole Gandhi's movement, I like this khadgar only. Dr. Bose said. And why? And because this is the impetus to index this hand spinning, gradually give impetus to India. Actually, that happened. You are himself an industrialist. Actually, in India, the chemical industry was given birth by Dr. Kartik Chandra. That's very important, man. He started in Bengal Chemical. So, 1922, I met my Guru Maharaj through the exigency of my intimate friend, Mr. Narendra Valli. I would not go. He told me, informed me that there is a nice sadhu. Let us go and see. So I did not like very much these sadhus in those days, national spirit. So I said, I have seen many sadhus. They come at my father's care. I was not very much pleased with the music. So he dragged forcefully, you know, I have heard this person is very lordly. So I went, and his first opening mantra was that you are educated young man, why don't you preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gospel in the Western country? I did not know. So this was his blessing in the first meeting. I did not know, but because we belong to a Vaishnava family, we were very much worshipper of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, our family, deity. So I was very much pleased that here is a personality who is going to preach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gospel. I was very much pleased. So anyway, from 1922 to 1933, practically I was not initiated. I got the impression of preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. That I was thinking. And that was the initiation by my Guru Maharaj. Then, officially I was initiated in 1933 because in 1923 I left Calcutta. I started my business at Alava. So, I was always thinking of my Guru Maharaj, but I met a very nice sadhu. Although I was doing business, I never forgot it. Then in 1928, these Gaudiya people came to Alava, during Kumbh Mela. As Kumbh Mela is going to be held this year, a similar big Kumbh Mela was held in 1928. In those days, they came to open their branch in Alava, and somebody recommended that you go to, at that time I was running on my big furnaces, and I was a very well-known man in Alava, as the proprietor of the family, that somebody recommended them that he go to Abhay Babu. He is a very religious man. He will help you. So when they entered my shop, I was very much pleased that this man I met in 1922, and now they have come in this way and become reconnected. And in 1933, I was officially initiated. And my only qualification was when I was introduced to my Guru Maharaj for initiation, Guru Maharaj immediately said, yes, I shall initiate this boy. He is very nice. He hears me. Very patiently. He does not go away. So, that was my qualification. The high standard of philosophy which you are speaking at that time, practically I could not follow what was you are speaking, but still I like to hear. That was my hobby. Whenever I was asking when Guru Maharaj will speak, so he took it very seriously. Then in 1936, that's a long history, during this bashful day, whatever I studied about our relationship with my Guru Maharaj, I expressed in this poetry, and since that day, my godbrothers used to call me poet, and Guru Maharaj also very much appreciated this poetry. Now, somehow or other, you have found it. I thought the poetry is lost, but I do not know how it was found out by some of our disciples. I think it was found out in London Museum or somewhere else, like Gurdas. They had a stock of harmonists, and from the harmonies, by Guru Maharaj's paper, this poetry was found. Otherwise, I thought it was lost. Anyway, this poetry, adore, adore ye all the happy day, blessed than heaven, sweeter than milk. So I heard that the month of May is very pleasing in Western countries. So I compared the happiness of this day with the May Day. They call May Day? Yes. When he appeared at Puri, the holy place, my Lord and Master, he divided this. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared as the son of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He is fourth son. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur has your family man, your several children, sons and daughters. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, known in his previous life as Bhagala Prasad Dutta, son of Kedarnath Dutta, his father, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. His name was, he was magistrate. And he was manager also, the managing board of Jagannath Puri. This is coming, the local magistrate becomes the official manager of the managing board of Jagannath Puri. So, at that time, he was situated in Jagannath Puri. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared at Puri. And the Rathajatra, ceremony takes place, and sometimes the big ratha stops at interval. So the house in which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur appear, in front of that house, the ratha stopped. So his mother took the advantage, and because Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was magistrate, so the son, the little baby, was brought before the Rafa, and the pujari allowed him to bring the chai before the deity, and the chai was placed before the deity, and a garland was offered by Jagannath. So that was the first sign of his becoming the acharya. In this way, there are many incidences. So therefore, his birthplace is mentioned, the holy place, my Lord and Master is divine. Yes. Oh, my Master, the evangelic angel, give us thy light, light of thy candle, struggle for existence, a human race, the only hope is divine. So, actually, we are in a very precarious condition, the modern civilization. Manipulated by the Western people. There is a soul-killing civilization. This civilization. By nature, the chance is given after many, many evolutionary process. Galayana, Lakhani, Khavara, Lakhavinshadi, the evolution theory is there in the Padma Purana. It is not Darwin's theory. Darwin stole it from Padma Purana, and he presented in a distorted way of his own images. Otherwise, the Darwin theory is not the original. The theory, it is not theory, fact. Yuga-jati. It is wandering within the cycle of jiva-jati, different species of life. Tathādhi-hāntarapta. This is basic knowledge. This is evolutionary process. It is not Darwin's theory. So, by that process, lower animals and then this chronological order is there. First of all, aquatics, jalaya. Jalaya means aquatic. Then sthavara, the trees, plants. Then flies, then birds, then bees, then human beings. In this way, bhausambhavante, after many, many millions of years, we get this opportunity of human life to realize God. And this civilization is denying, refusing the opportunity to the human society to understand God. Such a soul-killing civilization. It's a past. They deny, what is God? There is no God. Everything is science. Although they cannot explain science, they cannot do anything. Simply talking like that. Last time some girls came. So they are students of botany. So I asked them, can you manufacture seeds which can give birth to a big brilliant tree? No, sir, it is not. Then what kind of botany? Actually, what is a science? It's all simply something which is going on in the middle post. Where is the beginning and where is the end of knowledge, that they do not. They're theorizing only in the middle. They do not know. Then Madhasudhata, where is the beginning of this time? That is, beginning is Krishna. Krishna says, Aham Sarvat Saprabhu. Yes, yes. Vijo Aham Sarvabhuta. That seed you scientists cannot understand. What chemicals are there? That if you put in the earth and pour some water and it will grow a big tree. These scientists, they cannot explain what is the chemical composition. But there is. So that is in the hand of Krishna. So, this knowledge means to understand the original source. That is philosophy. Find out the original source. That is knowledge. So, the Vedasya Sadvaya Hamiva Veda. Actually, the knowledge terminates when you understand Krishna. He is the source of everything. So, there is a struggle for existence in the human race. The only hope is divine grace. We got this information from the divine grace. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that knowledge is still going on. You are receiving through his servant. And in future, the same knowledge will go to your students. This is called parampara system. Evam parampara. It is not that you have become a student, you will remain student. No. One day, you shall become also guru. And met more students. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Not that perpetually, yes, one should remain perpetually a student. But he has to act as guru. That is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not that because I am acting as guru, I am no longer a student. No, I am still a student. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us this instruction that we shall always remain a foolish student before our Guru Maharaj. That is the Vedic culture. I may be a very big man, but still I should remain a foolish student to my Guru. That is the quality. Guru Mare Mutpadeki Kadivasan. We should be always prepared to be controlled by the Guru. That is very good qualification. Jasvat prasadad bhagavat prasad. Arana kodiyamanayas. So, we should become always a very obedient student to our Guru. That is the qualification. That is the spiritual qualification. So, recently I am very pleased to say that our Harikesh, I order him to go immediately to Poland. He thought that he was being punished. No. I was thinking that here is a very intelligent boy. If he is given chance to preach, he will come out very successful. So I see the glimpse that he has got in our force. He is a very good organizer. That's a chance. At that time, he might have thought that I was separating him. No, my goodwill was there. That he should be given chance for better opportunity. And I'm very much happy that he's doing there very nice. But this should be the attitude. My Guru Maharaj wanted me to preach in the Western countries. Although I was at that time an ordinary manager in a chemical plant. I never thought But I took it seriously. So, from that 1965, it was fruitful. How many years? Huh? 43 years. So it is better late than never. Yes. So he desired me. I thought, now I am a family man. Let me adjust things. I would have accepted immediately. But I was not so intelligent at that time. I thought, my responsibility to family is there. Let me wait. But still, Guru Maharaj was so kind to me that when I was director, I was seeing him doing it. He asked me, come with me. So I was going, and after that I was thinking, oh, I have to take sannyas and go with him. So it appeared to me very horrible. I was not very much inclined to take sannyas. But Guru Maharaj is so kind that he ultimately forced me to take sannyas and do this one. It is all his kindness. This is the memory of his kindness. So 40 years ago, I remember the same thing as it came in 1922, and it's still the same thing is going on. There's nothing new. We have nothing to do new. Simply let us present as it is. There's no. You see, the spirit of my writing is the same. Misled we are all going at. This soul-killing civilization is misleading us. We must not. This very misleading civilization. Our real aim of life is to understand our spiritual identification and search out our relationship with God, Krishna. That is our real business. But this modern civilization is misleading us in different ways. So, I wrote this. Misled we are, all going astray. Save us, Lord, our fervent prayer. Wander thy ways, to run, to turn our ways, adore thy feet, your divine way. So this portion is very much appreciated. So, we have to find out ways how to turn the current. The current is sense enjoyment. Material life means the current is sense enjoyment. And this current has to be turned sense enjoyment of Krishna. Sense enjoyment is there. But the material civilization, the misled civilization is that the sense gratification is taken personal. When this sense gratification will be turned towards Krishna, then our life is it. That is gopis. Apparently, it appears that gopis, they were attracted by young boy, Krishna. And for their sense gratification, they made friendship with Krishna. No. That is not the fact. The fact is that gopis used to dress themselves nicely because by seeing them, Krishna will be satisfied. Not that for their sense gratification. Generally, a girl dresses herself to attract the attention of the boy. So the same thing is there, but it is Krishna's sense gratification, not the gopis. The gopis did not want anything, but Krishna will be satisfied. That is the difference between lust and love. Love is there, only possible when it is diverted towards Krishna. That is love. And beyond that, not beyond that, below that, everything is lust. So you should always remember this. The senses have not stopped. But when the gratification of the senses is directed towards Krishna, that is bhakti and love. And when the sense gratification is directed towards personal self, that is lust. This is the difference between lust and love. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur knew this art, how to turn our activities for the satisfaction of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, I wonder the way to turn our face above the feet from divine grace. Forgotten Krishna, we fallen soul. Why? We are fallen. Because we are fallen. Our relationship with Krishna is eternal. Unless it was eternal, how you Western peoples could be devotee of Krishna? Artificially, you cannot be a devotee of Krishna. The relationship is there, eternal. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. By the process, it is now awake. Sapanadi Siddha Chitte Kare Udar. It is awake. Love between young man and young man, it is not artificial, it is there. But by the certain circumstances, environment, the love becomes manifest. Similarly, our love for Krishna, relationship with Krishna is eternal. Jivesvarupa Nitya Krishna Das. But we have to create such situation that eternal relationship should be awake. That is the art. That is what. The forgotten Krishna will fall in soul. He most fails the illusion soul. Because we have forgotten Krishna, we are paying heavy, heavy toll, tax, taxation. What is the taxation? The taxation is Vivartanti Nitu Sansara Vatmani. This human life is meant for understanding Krishna. But instead of understanding Krishna, we are understanding the so-called material science, percent degrees. This is our position. The energy which was given by nature to understand Krishna, that is being utilized how to manufacture something for sense degrees. This is my illusion. Therefore, it is pay most heavy the illusions to toll tax. That is the thing. Because we have forgotten Krishna, therefore now we have manufactured the nuclear weapon, Russia, America. And you have to pay heavily. They are already paying heavily. The armament preparation is going on. More than 50% of the income of the state and now is being spent for this army heavily. Instead of other purposes, it is being spent for military strength, every state. That is heavy toll, we are saying. And when there is war, there is no limit how much you are spending for this. You have to. So why? Because we have forgotten Krishna. This is that. So these people that make the United Nations unnecessarily fighting like dogs, so this is not solve the problem. The problem will be solved if you pass a resolution that the whole world, not only this world, And Krishna says, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Krishna is the proprietor. So why not accept? Actually, he is the proprietor. Who has created this planet? We have created or our father created? No. Krishna has created. But we are claiming this portion is American, this portion is Indian, this portion is Pakistani. Unless, what is the value of this claim? We may claim it for 50 years, 60 years, 100 years, and after that one kick instead of, where is your claim? But they do not understand this philosophy. They're fighting. That's all. So this is my land. They do not know, Krishna says, Tathagrihantarapsa. You are American today. Tomorrow, even if you are America, if you become an American cow or American animal, nobody will care for you. Nobody will care for your politics. But this art they do not. This science they do not. They are under the illusion. They are thinking that I shall continue to remain American. So let's waste my time for American interest, so-called interest. There cannot be any interest. Pavitakriyamanani, gunayikarmani, sarva. Everything is being done by nature. We are simply falsely thinking. Ahankara vimuratma kattaham etimam. This illusion is going on. Parvati Krishna, he fallen souls, he most heavy the illusions go. With pain. Darkness around, all unrest, the only hope to divine. This means simply you are in dark. So, you shall discuss later on. What is that now? The same thing is chalked out by Krishna by Parampara system. We have understood this philosophy. Even Parampara Pathana Mangalaja Sayogidu. So keep this Parampara system, this Vasudeva is Parampara system. Vasudeva means to accept this parampara system, that guru is the representative of that, because he does not change anything. What Vyasadeva said, your guru also will say the same thing. Not that so many hundreds of thousands of years have passed away, therefore I give you a new formula. No, there is no new formula. The same Vyasadeva, the same philosophy, simply we have to accept it, and then our life will be successful. Thank you very much.